Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
We know it hasn't been good enough, but we can't really feel sorry for ourselves. We have to take it on the chin in there, and you know, I'm not going to come out predicting things. It's we have to perform. It's as simple as that. Like we've been saying all season, that this can kickstart our season, whatever. You know, we have to perform. We have to do it on Sunday, and there's no excuses. We just haven't been good enough, and hopefully we can win Sunday.
Well, it's a good reception inside Goodison Park as the two teams come out, and that is also from a packed visitors section who hold a banner up that says thanks EFC and NUFC. £20 are plenty for away fans, that's the deal, and it's a good one, Graham.
Well, it is. You just look at the number of Newcastle fans that have travelled in away. Is that a good thing for Everton, more Newcastle fans in there? But no, for supporters, you know, we talk about in this day and age about how expensive it is to watch football. You know, Newcastle fans have come down, it's a pretty long way, 2.5-3 hours, whatever. £20, you know, it's a good deal, it's a great deal.
I think clubs are trying to reciprocate, aren't they, on certain deals throughout the season, so let's hope that the game is quality for both sets of fans here inside Goodison Park. Plenty of changes made by Roberto Martinez from the 2-1 win over Kiev here on Thursday. 5 in all. Garbutt, Barry, Morales, Barkley and Naismith making way for Baines, Gibson, Lennon, Osman and Kone. This is the Everton 11 then. Tim Howard, Seamus Coleman, Antolin Alcaraz, Phil Jagielka and Leighton Baines across the back. McCarthy, Gibson and Osman, the three in midfield, with Lennon, Kone and Lukaku, the three up front. Although, as we say, it could be a flexible formation, really. It could turn to a 4-4-2 with Osman down the left, Lennon down the right, Graham.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about their kit as well.
No, that's a bit drab, isn't it?
It's awful. But no, I would just have to wait and see, you know. So a lot of supporters have said that, you know, and we've talked about it myself, about getting more support up to Lukaku. So it'll be interesting whether he plays the two up top or whether he goes with the 4-3-3. We'll just have to wait and see, with Romelu maybe on the left-hand side. But let's wait and see. But I'm looking through the Newcastle side, Alan. It doesn't hit me as being like a really good side. You know,
nobody jumps out at you.
And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, you know, Obertan's got a start today and he's been out of the picture for so long.
Yeah, it's only his 7th Premier League start season.
So he's been out of the picture, and the young boy Amiobi as well, who's reasonably quick and quite tricky, but should they hurt us? Yeah. I'm not sure. They're obviously going to miss Papa Cissé.
Yeah.
He's a big miss for them. He'll score goals, yeah. So hopefully that's a bonus for us. But for us today, we need to start quickly. I want to see Lennon on the ball and running at Ryan Taylor. You know, get after him, give him the ball, feed him all the time, move the ball quickly. Just looking at it here, you know, I'm looking at McCarthy, Gibson, Osman. There's a three.
Yeah, Lennon, Kone, Lukaku.
Yeah, or whether it's Osman more on the left, yeah. Lennon the right, maybe 4-4-2.
Right, we're all about to get underway. Martin Atkinson's the man in the middle from West Yorkshire. And Newcastle in their drab grey away kit kick off, attacking the Gladys Street goal, and immediately send the ball out to Obertan on the right hand side, over his head, out of play, throw in Everton. This is the Newcastle 11. Tim Krul in goal, a back four of Janmaat, Williamson, Colaccini and Taylor, Liverpool born defender Ryan Taylor playing at left back, a midfield of Obertan, Sissoko, Colback and Amiobi, and Gouffran will get forward to support Emmanuel Riviere up front for Newcastle. The ball's with goalkeeper Tim Krul, whose kit is in stark contrast to the players in front of him. Bright, luminous orange. Newcastle on the ball. Played into the Everton half, onto the chest of Jagielka, who's got Alcaraz alongside him again today. John Stones is on the bench, and alongside him, Garbutt, Barkley, Atsu, Besic, Naismith, and Robles, the keeper, of course. So Stones not quite recovering from that virus that he's picked up, although if he's on the bench, you know, what's to say he's not needed after 2 minutes of the game? Colback heads away for Newcastle. Jagielka wins it for Everton. Janmaat sends it forward back into the Everton half, picked up by Sissoko in midfield now for Newcastle driving forward, Moussa Sissoko playing it to left for Amiobi, ball into the penalty area, it has to be thumped away with some venom by Phil Jagielka. Throw in.
Yeah, James McCarthy was down in the centre of the pitch here, fell heavily under the challenge, but it was a decent move from Newcastle, got it wide, good ball into the box, good defensive play from Phil Jagielka yet again.
Just Ryan Taylor take throw.
Yeah, just McCarthy went up for the ball out and I think he just fell awkwardly.
Well, Newcastle got the first corner of the game. Manuel Riviere couldn't get on the end of that ball, but went behind off.
This is a thing, sorry Alan, this is a thing, you know, that, you know, has been discussed. For me, why don't you have two men on the line? Yeah. On the post? The number of goals that you see going in.
Nobody on the post.
No.
Corner Newcastle. Just Lukaku left up front for Everton as the corner's played into the 6-yard box. Not dealt with. Howard has to make a save. And the rebound is blocked on the line as well. It's a double block by Everton, who are fortunate, very fortunate, not to be behind.
Well, there you are. I tell you, set piece causing all sorts of problems and confusion. Grateful for Tim Hibbert with the save.
And I think it might have been Gibson who got the block on the line following the Howard save. Newcastle almost in front inside 3 minutes. Here's Sissoko. Newcastle forward again inside the penalty area. Shot coming in from Jan Matt and then lifted back into the penalty area, and Howard has to hold on his goal line after the header looped under his crossbar.
Yeah, Jim McCarthy down again. Oh, I don't know, is it a knock in the face?
That's Howard.
Howard with the save from the Gouffran shot, I think it was, from the corner, and then the subsequent block by Gibson. In fact, it was McCarthy on the line. Here's Coleman now for Everton.
Go on, Rob.
Lukaku, right-hand side, onto his left foot. Hits one from distance, straight at the keeper, but decent effort from Lukaku.
Yeah, good reaction from Everton. Just to receive, is it Mobesic just warming up in front of us? Is that knocked McCarthy worse than it looked? But that was a good effort from Lukaku coming in on the left-hand side, just switching the ball onto his left foot, just trying to bend it past Tim Krul, and luckily just straight at the goalkeeper.
Everton lost the game at Newcastle earlier in the season, late December, went down 3-2 after going in front early on in that game. Has been a goal inside the first 5 minutes and three of the last four meetings between these two. There almost was again today. Here's Lukaku on his left foot, thumps it from distance and forces the keeper low down to his left to save.
Yeah, great play from Lukaku. Looks up for it, played a little 1-2 with Koné, just steps away from Sissoko. Good strike, on target, good save. Good start from Lukaku to the game.
Here's Lennon now for Everton. That's a good first-time ball from McCarthy. Kone's inside the penalty. Can't find him. The keeper drops on it on the edge of his 6-yard box. McCarthy's ball in, just not cut back enough or carrying enough pace.
Oh, I tell you what, that was a great opportunity. Again, Newcastle carved open. He's not offside. McCarthy just trying to pick out Kone again. Comfortable save from Krul, but every time I'm just watching it, there is acres of space between down the left-hand side, Ryan Taylor. Ryan Taylor's coming out to mark Aaron Lennon really tight, and he's leaving big gaps that Lukaku and Koné can expose.
Yeah. Now Jagielka just back inside his own half, uses Gibson again. Gibson lifts this one towards Koné. Oh, Koné couldn't bring it down. He beat the offside trap again, not for the first time. Everton players in behind the Newcastle defence, but Koné couldn't bring it down from Gibson's pass.
What a ball from Gibson. What a vision. What's vision there? And he's not offside again, Al, you're spot on. Just fails to control it, just coming over his shoulder. Great spot from Darren Gibson. And again, it's Williamson, who I think he can run off all day long.
Goal kick from Krul. Riviera can't get there. Jagielka beats him in the air. Lukaku flicks it on, but Colaccini gets it away first time. Headed on by Obertan, be chased by Gouffran, but Alcaraz is there to ensure he gets it back to his goalkeeper. Tim Howard giving it short to Phil Jagielka. He goes long towards Lukaku. Lukaku with Colaccini behind him. Plays in McCarthy. Chance to shoot.
Oh!
James,
yes!
McCarthy with a rare goal for him. But a very, very important one for Everton. McCarthy from the edge of the box drills it home for his first goal of the season. Only his second goal for the club. But my word, It's a big, big goal for Everton, and it's met with huge relief by the Everton fans inside Goodison Park. McCarthy drilling home from the edge of the box and beating goalkeeper Tim Krul at the park end.
Well, I tell you what, Newcastle will be furious. It's a long ball from Phil Jagielka. Lukaku does really well, holds off Colaccini, but just rolls it into the path of McCarthy, who's making a forward run. He hits it from about 19 yards, seems to have a slight deflection. The goalkeeper will be disappointed with his contribution. It seems to go underneath his leg, but all you can do from McCarthy is hit the target. He's done that. Everton find themselves 1-0 up. But I tell you, the four defenders for Newcastle are suspect. Every time the ball goes forward, now can we capitalise on this? And let's try and get another one.
Jack Colback playing the ball out to the right for Yanmat. Yanmat's delivery is very deep and will be picked up by Gouffran here. Gouffran finds Amiobi. Amiobi across the penalty area. His shot blocked inside the box. Comes back to Amiobi. Drills one in left footed. Headed away by Jagielka.
Can't even stop the cross.
Picked up by Yanmat. Yanmat's cross into the penalty area. Well held by Howard at the near post despite the challenge from Riviere.
I tell you what, we weren't quick enough to get out and stop the cross.
Just the 1 minute of stoppage time to play. And Everton have the ball with Kone. Turned inside for Osman. Everton fans urging the Blues forward here. Kone for Lennon, then Osman again for Kone. Kone tried to play Coleman in, ball's behind for an Everton corner.
Let's get over and get it taken and try and get a ball in the box.
About another 30 seconds of that 1 minute on my watch remaining, and Everton have a corner. Nobody wants to take it at the moment. Finally, Baines is coming across for the Blues. Time whistle might just blow by the time we take this corner. Leighton Baines puts it on the corner quadrant.
What a time to score. Come on.
Eventually, it is planted into the penalty area, sent deep towards Alcaraz, headed down. Lukaku can't finish it. Scrambled away by Newcastle as far as Lennon. Lennon can't get past Amiobi, and Amiobi will clear, and the half-time whistle blows at Goodison Park, with Everton coming oh so close to doubling their lead right on the half-time whistle, but it was scrambled away after the Alcaraz header was cleared inside the six-yard box by Newcastle. But the Blues do go in with an advantage given to them by James McCarthy on 20 minutes after Lukaku's ball was played into his path, and James McCarthy drilled it home for his first goal of the season, which could turn out to be a very, very important strike for Everton. 1-0 the lead. Deserved, Graham?
Yeah, I think it's deserved, Al. They had the first opportunity of the match and they were disappointed. They probably didn't take it. But after that, I think Everton have been the better side. The amount of space in between the centre-back and the full-back, especially on the left-hand side, is frightening. I'd imagine they'd try and sort that out in the second half. But no, Everton have done okay. They've done well. They got in the goal, a little bit of good fortune, tell what you like. But good football up to that, you know, and a good layoff and McCarthy. But we want to see him getting forward more. We talk about midfield players scoring goals. Gets his shot on target. They'll be disappointed with the goalkeeper, I think. But all in all, from our point of view, it's been better. We've moved the ball with more purpose. We've moved the ball quicker. You know, Gibson in particular in midfield, kind of pulling the strings there. All in all, I think the manager would be reasonably pleased. It would have been good if he'd have got that second one. You can see it time and time again. The next goal is the most important. We get it. I can see us going on winning maybe three or four. They get it. They'll take belief from that. They're not out the game. But I'd have to say, that's as poor as Newcastle side I've seen for a long, long time. We talked about Cissé before the game, they're missing him. No threat whatsoever. No, Obertan in one side and Amiobi in the other. You know, they're not really... They've got trickery, don't get me wrong. We've got to be careful of them. But, you know, haven't really got a threat. And we've defended reasonably well. But going forward, hopefully kicking into Gladys Street. I think if we get the next one early on, we can go on and win it quite comfortably. But as I said, better from here, better tempo. Important that we try and keep a clean sheet. And if we do that second half, we win the game, as simple as that. So there's still a big 45 minutes of the second half, but I have to say that, you know, we can make inroads into that back four, especially down the left-hand side. Lennon started well, has done his fair share defensively, but I think that Ryan Taylor gets detached so much from his centre-backs, and there's holes right down that side you know, that Lukaku and Kone can feed off. So hopefully second half we can get that second goal and kill the game.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
Welcome back inside Goodison Park. Graham Sharp and Alan Irwin to take you through the second 45 minutes of this one. Newcastle just making their way out. And here come Everton, led by Phil Jagielka, leading the game by a goal to nil. And hoping to add to that tally in the second half as they attack the Gladys Street goal away to our left. Newcastle just looking around, making sure they haven't made any changes at the break. Doesn't look like it. Everton also looks as though, in fact, the fourth official has come to the touchline, and it looks like Newcastle have got the right number out there, haven't they? Yeah, this looks like an Everton change then.
No, is this somebody coming off here?
Ah, yes. He's gone on without permission. Yeah. Is it Iosi Perez? Mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm. Perez is on for Gabriel Obertan. So, Iosi Perez, the Spanish forward who came to the club from Tenerife in January of last year, is on for Obertan. That's a Newcastle change.
Well, let's see how the next goal is really important. It'll be good to see if he can get it quickly. You know, and just put his ease a little bit, because I'm sure the more the game goes on, the more nervy the crowd will get.
Away we go, second half underway. Everton sent it forward immediately, but bounces through to Tim Krul. Yeah, big 45 minutes as far as Everton's season is concerned here, as the fans still take their seats for the second half. James McCarthy's goal separating the two sides at the break. No, Gouffran.
Too easy.
Coloccini's played the ball to the left-hand side for Ryan Taylor, who's got forward. Taylor cutting in on his right foot, as he will do, and he's gone down under the challenge from Gibson. And he was trying to work an opening for a crack at goal with that right foot of his, but brought down just outside the box by Gibson. Free kick, dangerous spot.
So it's too easy, Al, from back to front. They've just passed through Everton. Looks like he just... Oh, I'm not sure that's a free kick.
He left his leg in there.
Never, he just... No, it's a... I think he's bought that one, the referee, it's in a dangerous situation.
I think Taylor knew the ball was running away for him. He wasn't going to get a shot in, so down a go.
Yeah.
Let's hope Everton aren't made to pay here for what can only be deemed a refereeing error. Martin Atkinson strides the requisite distance and puts the spray down before Taylor lines up this free kick. He's scored one cracker against Everton before, hasn't he? Here he is, steps up, hits it over the crossbar. Howard knew it was going over, but it was well struck, just over.
Yeah, good effort. Good effort, misses the target, but it's hit with pace. I'm not sure that tries to go near post, up and over.
Yeah, just a foot over the crossbar. Osman now for Baines. Back to his goalkeeper.
What we mustn't do, Al, is get into this habit of just keeping it at the back now for the sake of just play the way we've been playing.
Yeah, we don't want to invite pressure.
No.
Keeping the ball inside their own half will certainly invite Newcastle onto them.
You see, there's a long ball played up, and there's nothing wrong. If it's quality going up to the front players, have it all day.
Yeah, foul on Kone, free kick, Everton. Foul by Coloccini. Free kick for Everton, and Gibson knocks it short to the right for Coleman. Coleman can't find Kone, although it's given away by Newcastle to Aaron Lennon. Lennon now down the right hand side, puts one into the penalty area, cleared by Newcastle again. And
penalty, yes,
and the referee has said Aaron Lennon's been brought down there by Johan Gouffran, and that's a penalty to Everton.
Well, it's lively play from Aaron Lennon. He doesn't give up, and it's really good play from the winger, but Newcastle will be kicking themselves. It's a poor ball back to Taylor. Lennon crosses the ball into the box. It eventually finds its way back. Gouffran's lazy on the ball. Lennon nips in front of him, and it's a rash challenge from Gouffran.
That's poor play by Johan Gouffran.
He goes inside Coney. Lennon gets ahead of him. So there's not a lot of contact again, but Lennon has done it. He's went down, and it's Lukaku over Baines.
Sissoko's been booked for his troubles as well. And Everton, who've had this problem of a penalty taker before this season, have seen Romelu Lukaku pick the ball up.
Come on, Rom.
And he's going to take this spot kick at the Gladys Street end. Well, he converted one here on Thursday, and he converts once again. He sends the goalkeeper the wrong way and rolls it into the opposite corner, and Everton have a two-goal lead in a Premier League game, and that could give them three massive, massive Premier League points. Romelu Lukaku strokes home from the spot, and Everton lead by 2-0, and hopefully now that is enough.
Well, it's a big penalty for Lukaku. The one on Thursday night wasn't the most convincing. This time he waits, Krul goes to his right, Lukaku tucks away to the left. 2-0, another one out. I'm not 2-0, we've been in this position before. We need to keep going and try and get that third and put the game really to bed.
Here's Yanmaat on the right for Perez to flick into the path of Riviere getting the ball back and into the penalty area, but Gibson's there to get it away. And now Osman forward to Lukaku, laid off for Kone. Flag stays down. Kone's got Lennon to his right. Kone's still going, he's overrun it. Does break though for Lennon. Lennon, that's a terrible challenge.
That's an awful challenge.
Coloccini, and that could be a red card. It is. Coloccini has just scythed Aaron Lennon to the ground. A two-footed challenge as well. Everton players wagging fingers at Fabrizio Coloccini, saying that's a bit naughty, and Newcastle will play the rest of the game with just 10 men. A straight red for the Newcastle skipper.
Well, you see it time and time again, Al. You know, he has. I don't think he's got any excuses. You know, it's a poor challenge on Lennon. Everton had a break. I think Coney took the wrong option for me. He should have slid it in earlier. The ball rebounds. Aaron Lennon goes past one. Oh, that's a poor tackle, that. That is a really poor tackle from Coloccini. That's a leg breaker.
It's a Sunday league challenge, that.
Oh.
What is he doing? Well, Newcastle reduced to 10 men.
Oh, dear, it gets worse every time you see it.
Yeah.
No wonder the reaction of the Everton players.
Free kick, Everton. 30 yards from goal. And will it be a strike at goal? Baines is over it, so's Lukaku.
Well, they scored one like this a few years ago at St James's Park.
Leighton Baines hits a cracker, didn't he? He's over this one, and he hits it, takes a deflection, and into the arms of Tim Krul. Not hit with the same sort of venom that we saw at St James's Park a couple of seasons ago. Here's Sissoko on the ball for a rather ragged Newcastle now.
Well, we've just got to concentrate. Keep it tight, try and get that third goal.
Alcaraz now to the halfway line for Osman, turned out to the right for Lennon. Everton have got a man over, of course, in this game. Newcastle reduced to 10 men.
Leighton Baines.
Gibson.
What a ball.
Forward to Baines. Baines inside the penalty area. He's brought the ball down. He still has it. Tees it up for Cody. His shot blocked. Pushed away by the goalkeeper and put out for a throw by Newcastle.
What a ball from Darren Gibson to pick out Leighton Baines. Baines on self, he just rolls it in the path of Coney, and he hits it well, straight down the throat. The goalkeeper is happy just to parry it away. Great vision from Gibson. It's a good strike from Coney.
Jagielka for Osman. Osman in for Coney. Coney holds the ball up for Everton, finds McCarthy. Goes to the right and receives the ball back. Now Lennon. Turns, uses Barkley. Barkley out to the right-hand side for Coleman. Just manages to keep it. Puts a ball into the box. Away by Yanmaat. Picked up by Osman and wrapped towards goal. And the keeper dives low to his right to save and keep it out.
It's a great save. Great strike from Leon Osman on the half volley. Again, patient play from Everton. Oh, there's a bobble. I think James McCarthy found the first bobble at Goodison. That was a great strike from Leon Osman. Good save from Krul.
Here's Barkley. Just come on as a substitute. Now McCarthy for Leon Osman. Osman's got Lennon to his right. Lennon's made a run into the box. He's onside. Lennon can cut this back. Ross Barkley cleared off the line. Should have been three.
good defending, Ryan Taylor.
It's great defending, but it's great football from Everton. Yes, they've got the man advantage. You cut Newcastle to shreds. Great awareness from Lennon just to pick out Ross Barkley. Does everything right, but it's great defending from Ryan Taylor.
Sissoko.
Don't foul.
Sissoko on that left-hand side for Newcastle.
He's been their best player.
Here he comes on his right foot. He's across the penalty area. Great save, Tim Howard. My word, that'll shut a few of the Howard detractors up. That's a brilliant save.
It's a great save. Too easy. I see Sissoko's been their best player. Big, strong, powerful lad. Holds off Alcaraz. Goes across the 18-yard box. Great strike. Going in bottom corner. Good save from Tim Howard. Good, strong left hand.
Yeah, good save.
Just shows you how easy it can turn around, Al, if we don't do the right things.
Yeah, good effort from Sissoko. Allowed time to progress across the 18-yard box and get that shot in. Taylor with the corner into the Everton penalty area. Headed away as far as Lennon on the edge of the box. Jackie Elka making a burst to the halfway line. He's not going to get on the end of that ball. And thankfully, James McCarthy's filling in for him at the moment, centre-back. Before Jagielka gets back in position, Gutierrez finds Gufram. Taylor. Jack Colback. Colback's ball to the left for Cabella. Cabella taking on Lennon, putting one into Perez. Headed away by Everton. As far as Gufram.
Yeah, just a little spell from Newcastle. We're not getting on the second ball when it comes out.
Yeah, Newcastle picking every loose ball up and they've worked their way into the penalty area. Cabella, and the shot is saved. It was Jose Perez inside the 18-yard box. The link up and it's blocked by Tim Howard.
And I'll tell you what, Alex, it's Alcaraz who's got the tackle at the end.
Remy Cabella.
Yeah, and it's a great tackle, but it's far too easy.
And Newcastle won a corner. Lifted deep to the far post and brushing the Newcastle head of Perez and going behind for a goal kick. So a goal kick for Everton. Tim Howard will take. Up towards Ross Barkley. Taylor wins it though. Baines collects and feeds it to Ross Barkley. Barkley now has got Lennon to his right. It is Lennon, and they allowed the defender to get back at him and just knock it to his keeper. Cleared as far as Gibson, who hits one from distance, which is wide of the right-hand post.
Yeah. What an effort.
Everton giving the ball away, and a few groans from Evertonians as Kone chases this ball from Baines now. Kone's got there. He's inside the penalty area. He's got Tim Krul to beat. He's beaten him once and then allows him to smuggle the ball from his feet. Kone has it back. The chance has gone, and it's a goal kick for Newcastle. Why didn't he stroke it home with his left foot?
Exactly.
He'd beaten the keeper, and he had the chance to stroke it home with his left foot.
He's done well initially to bust a piece to get himself away from his Newcastle defenders. Goes up one and one with Krul, takes there. It, hits it. And tries to score a five-a-side goal.
Indeed.
And then where he's going from there, I don't know. But it showed an initial great burst of pace. That was his chance here for his first Everton goal.
At Goodison.
Yeah, sorry.
3 minutes of stoppage time. There's space out on the right here for Atsu.
Go on, son, take him on.
Atsu down that right edge of the box. He's into the penalty area on his left foot. Can he get a shot in? Yes, he can. It's blocked. Comes out to Gibson. Gibson steers it out to the right again for Coleman. Coleman inside the penalty area. Taking on Jack Colback. Colback gets a foot in. And Newcastle will get the ball away now with Sissoko for Gutierrez. And Gutierrez drills one into the Everton half, but Alcaraz is there to find Jagielka. 2-0 here, Everton lead. We're inside the final minute of stoppage time, and Christian Atsu's on the break forward. Ross Barkley's motoring forward to join him. He's played him in. This should be three. Barkley's round the keeper.
Yeah!
And Barkley scores a wonderful goal at the Gladys Street end to put the seal on Everton's first home league victory of 2015. And it puts the seal on it in some style with Ross Barkley's second goal of this season. And Everton have now recorded victory for the seventh time in the Premier League this season. Barkley rounds the keeper and does what Kone should have done earlier, slots home into an empty net.
Yeah, it's a great goal, Al, and Ross Barkley and young Christian Atsu, fantastic play, but it starts with Phil Jagielka yet again, who's been absolutely immense at the back. Great goal, great run from Bartley, great strong run, presence of mind, goes round the goalkeeper, keeps his composure and slots it into an empty net. Great to see him on the score sheet as well. Bartley on the score sheet, McCarthy on the score sheet, and there's that full time whistle.
It was the last kick of the game. Bartley with Everton's third, putting the icing on the cake, really. Great applause at Goodison Park. We haven't been able to say that for a long time. Everton have beaten Newcastle by 3-0. Goals from McCarthy in the first half. That Lukaku penalty on 56 minutes after Lennon had been fouled by Gouffran. And then Ross Barkley's stoppage time third, giving Everton a very comfortable 3-0 scoreline in the end after Newcastle had been reduced to 10 men with the sending off of Fabrizio Colaccini. Well, Everton came into this one having won only 4 of their last 16 Premier League games at Goodison Park. But now that victory has just pulled them away a little from Hull and Aston Villa and Sunderland and Burnley all below them. Everton moved to 31 points from their 29 games played and moved to within 2 points of West Brom and Crystal Palace above them. But what it will do for confidence and the mood around the club is untold, really. Roberto Martinez will be absolutely delighted, and it gives Everton the perfect scoreline, really, going into the second leg as well of that Europa League tie on Thursday, but also ahead of another crucial Premier League game at Queen's Park Rangers next weekend. Great relief at Goodison today, Graeme.
Yeah, definitely. It was important we won the game out. You know, yes, it got easier. You know, when they got down to 10 men, you know, I think it was easier there, but still had to be careful. All credit to Newcastle, they never gave up. And the third goal was just icing on the cake. Great run from Atsu, great pick out for Bartley, and it's a great finish. So, no, really, really good. Better, a lot better, I'd have to say, poor Newcastle side. Mm. Poor, I said them, and that's taking nothing away from the team, because you still have to beat the opposition that's in front of you. But they were poor, Newcastle, and it was a massive game for us all. We needed to win it. The way the results went yesterday, we had to win this game, and we've done that. In the end, scoreline looks comfortable. At 2-0, you just still had that thought that if they nick one, how nervy this...
Well, Howard made a great save, Graham.
Tim Howard made a great save. So it could easily have turned, but hopefully that'll do the players a world of good. You know, yeah, we go to Kiev on Thursday, but more importantly, it's a league win. That's what we wanted. A clean sheet as well. McCarthy on the score sheet. Bartley on the score sheet. That's what we need. We need our players to weigh in with a share of goals and start scoring goals again. But you know, Tim Howard will be delighted, Phil Jagielka will be delighted. There was really good performances today. You know, going through them all, I thought Aaron Lennon had his best game for Everton. I thought he was outstanding, worked extremely hard. Lukaku scores his goal from the penalty spot. He did all right. Coney did okay. I thought Darren Gibson was standout in the midfield. But again, I hate to say it, and it's wrong for being at home and winning 3-0, that you give it my motor range man the match again. I'd have to give it to the captain again. I thought he was absolutely incredible. Alcaraz did well alongside him, defended well. I thought Phil Jagielka, yet again, led by example, right from the first whistle. Some great interceptions. You know, he has a hand in the third goal. So my motor range man the match for today, once again, goes to Phil Jagielka. But for the first time in many a game, there was many
contenders. Yeah,
definitely contenders. Gibson, outstanding, got the ball, passed it forward. You know, passes were crisp, hardly gave the ball away. Outstanding. You know, Lennon, best game in an Everton shirt. So a lot of contenders, but Jags pips it at the end.
And a word for Roberto Martinez, who juggled the pack again today, Graeme. 5 changes from the side that started in Kiev. And, you know, you'll look to that game on Thursday. There may be 3 or 4 changes again. Barry will come back in. Probably he's not suspended for that game. Lennon's ineligible in Europe, of course. So he's got to juggle the pack. So all the players have got to be up for it, haven't they? And ready to play at every opportunity.
Definitely. It's another competition on Thursday. We find ourselves 2-1 up. You know, I think we can score over there. So it's going to be a tough game for us. the pitch by all accounts is really, really poor. But we can score over there. But this will do, I think this will give them, the players, a massive boost of confidence. You know, it was important that they got a win under their belts very, very quickly. They've done that today against Newcastle. So they go into the European game on Thursday, full of confidence, and hopefully we can get a result there. But looking again, QPR, yeah. Sunday is another game where it'll be more difficult. It's a tighter pitch. They'll think they can get a chance of getting the result and bring themselves back into it. But that was a massive result for Everton today. Massive.
Yeah, it's a bit of daylight, isn't it, between the bottom three more than anything else. And, OK, I know Hull and Aston Villa started the day level on points with Everton, but Everton would have looked to this game as the important one to win. Start winning your home games. And Roberto mentioned that a few weeks back. He said 6 of our last 10 are at home.
Well, of course.
Made it count.
And what the fans must realise as well, they've got to get behind the team. You know, it doesn't matter that sometimes we weren't happy at the end there when we were passing the ball, but Newcastle were down to 10 men. That's what you have to do. Keep the ball. You know, so they've done it. But as you said, 5 games at home now, 4 away from home. We've got to get more points at home. Great. If we go down to QPR next week and get a result, and by that a win, you know, I think that's us nearly there, home and dry in terms of team relegation. But we need to get it. The quicker we get it, the better we can just sit down and relax and just go over the season. It's been a disappointing season. But we're still not out of them yet. We just need to get that other couple of results. Post-match.
I was so pleased with the manner that we started the game. I think today was not just playing a football game, it was managing the occasion, knowing that we had a very, very good game on Thursday. That brings real question marks of how well we can keep the intensity, how well we can start the game. And I thought from the first second we had a real intent, a very, very high intensity in our play. And then we managed the game extremely well. If you can keep a clean sheet in the manner that we did, and scoring 3 goals, maybe having another 2 cleared off the line, and the game was a complete performance from us. A lot of changes, a lot of players coming in, showing the mentality that they're ready to help the side. I think we showed today that we are a team that we're ready to compete in 2 competitions at this stage of the season.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.